And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And today we welcome back Jody Horn-Leschinski, Assistant Director with the Broward Cultural Division. Great to have you back with us, Jody.
Well, thank you, Ed. It's so nice to be back. And I just wanted to say we have one more day in October, and everybody should join the hundreds of arts organizations and communities throughout the United States in celebrating National Arts and Humanities Month.
Bravo.
Go attend a theater, go take a ceramics class or a dance class, read or sing with your kids. You can host a creative conversation or even ask your mayor to issue a proclamation. Recently, Broward Cultural Division's Public Art and Design Program created a little excitement at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport because the sculpture by artist Dwayne Hansen, vendor with Walkman, was moved from Terminal 3 to the baggage claim area in Terminal 1. And the sculpture is now housed in a display case where you can view it all the way around. And this artwork has been in the airport since 1990.
He's really great. I saw a wonderful exhibition of his at the National Gallery of Art in Washington years ago.
His artwork is amazing. It is so realistic.
Mm-hmm.
People really have to take a double take to see if it's real or not. So November 5th is coming up, and it's a Wednesday, and we invite your listeners to mark their calendars to attend this year's Arts Ed Forever, which is the new umbrella for the 29th Annual Arts Teacher of the Year Awards program. We are so proud that our title sponsor is Florida Power and Light, and this year the entire arts education community will be rewarded, from arts educators, students, organizations, businesses, and legislators, and we're recognizing, celebrating, and advocating arts education. Visit Broward Cultural Division's website for details and to RSVP. So this weekend, we have so much coming up, Ed, and I'm just going to fly through this.
Okay.
The American Scene Photography Martin Z. Margulies Collection showcases over 190 photographs from its exceptional archive dating from the early 1900s through today by 74 different photographers. The exhibition will be at the NSU Museum of Art, Fort Lauderdale, from November 2nd through March 22nd, 2015. On Sunday, the David Posnack JCC's 27th Annual Jewish Book Festival invites everyone to come and see Alan Salkin discuss his work From Scratch, The Uncensored History of the Food Network, which covers the entire story of the Food Network. This weekend, the very spirited Festival of Remembrance and Revelry is Florida Day of the Dead celebration. This creative spectacle honors the Mexican tradition and now lasts 2 days, and it's in the downtown Fort Lauderdale area. And it's on Saturday evening with edgy activities for the 21-plus crowd. And then on Sunday, the traditional skeleton processional will line up in Heisinger Plaza across the street from NSU Museum of Art Fort Lauderdale at 2 p.m. and will begin marching west along the river at 2:15 p.m. Opening Saturday and running through January 4th, Broward Stage Door Theater presents Old Jews Telling Jokes. Initially a popular website, this review has been described as a pickle barrel full of giggles. It celebrates the rich tradition of Jewish humor and all the rabbis, complaining wives, fed-up husbands, patients, challenged physicians, gossiping ladies, and competitive men. David Cook, the unforgettable American Idol Season 7 winner, comes to the Broward Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday at 8:30 p.m. for an intimate performance in the Amatura Theater. His new work is an impressive collection of tunes showcasing the power and range in Cook's voice, as well as his insightful songwriting. Opening Friday and running through November 23rd, Pembroke Pines Theater of Performing Arts presents Neil Simon's The Sunshine Boys. For 43 years, the Sunshine Boys were the biggest comedy team in vaudeville. They haven't spoken in 11 years, but now CBS wants to reunite the Sunshine Boys, now in their 70s, for a big comedy special. Broward Center for the Performing Arts presents The Monster Who Ate My Peas on Sunday at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Based on the multi-award-winning book, this funny musical, ideal for young people in grades kindergarten through second grade, tells the poignant story of a young boy who doesn't want to eat his peas. Each family fun show includes a pre-show art activities and face painting and post-show snacks for the entire family. This weekend, Broward's premier high school magnet for the visual and performing arts proudly presents Dream Girls, featuring the Dillard Center for the Arts Theater Department in conjunction with the nationally renowned DCA Jazz Ensemble. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. Ed, I know your listeners have heard me talk about Broward 100, Broward County's year-long centennial celebration. These next few events are sanctioned and official events of Broward 100. Saturday and Sunday, starting at noon, is MiniCon. It's a pop culture convention featuring animation, comics, anime, video games, costuming, and pop culture, and it will take place at the Quality Inn in Sawgrass. Saturday at 2 p.m., the Emmy Award-winning 70s pop culture phenomenon Schoolhouse Rock Live comes to the musical stage at the Miramar Cultural Center. And every Sunday night at 7:30 p.m., enjoy the River Ghost Tour. The tour includes a 30-minute visit inside the Stranahan House and an hour-long boat ride along the New River. If you would like more detailed cultural event information, please visit artscalendar.com, Broward County's complete guide to the arts. Never miss a thing. Get there.
Great event suggestions from Jody Horn-Leshinsky, Assistant Director with the Broward Cultural Division. And great weekend to you, Jody. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a wonderful weekend.
Did you ever attend a boys' club or a boys' and girls' club here in Miami-Dade when you were a kid? If so, they want to hear from you. The Boys and Girls Club of Miami-Dade is planning an amazing reunion for its alumni in early 2015, and they want you to be there. What a great opportunity to reconnect and see your old friends and coaches from years past. If interested, please call Arthur Hernandez at 305-446-9910. And that's at extension 13, or email alumni at BGCMIA, as in Boys and Girls Club, MIA.org. Once again, 305-446-9910, extension 13. Ask for Arthur. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Andy Wagner is our technical director. We'd like to thank our contributors as well, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Jody Horn-Leshinsky. Please call us with your comments at 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, a fun holiday tonight. And as always, please keep your dial set to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.